Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will be falling from heaven. The powers in the heavens will be shaken. Taken literally, this will be a most stunning sight. Everything as you know it, undone. Everything you have taken for granted, unraveled. St. Mark records these words of Jesus as our Lord's prophecy of that last and great day. Following the tribulation, flowing through the world, even as Christ reigns through the gospel, the end will come. Created light will cease. Our worldly vision will be no more. But he who is the light will appear, and a new light will dawn. All will see the truth of Jesus, true God and true man, Savior of the nations who has come. With great power, with great glory, he comes on that day. Lo, he comes with clouds descending. The angels sent out to all the corners of the world to gather in to God his elect, both awake and asleep. For those who are asleep, who have already died, the last day has already come, in a way. They no longer exist as they once did in the created light of this world. Their sun, their moon, their stars are no more for them. Everything that they knew and that they took for granted has been replaced. For now, they are in the presence of the true light of the world. And in him, there is no darkness at all. For where he is, there is no need for sun or moon or stars. He is light of light, very God of very God. While they are with the Lord Jesus Christ, those saints, they are away from their body. They are not yet whole, complete. They wait. They wait and they rest in Jesus. Their bodies slumber here on earth, asleep in Jesus. Saints removed from creation by death weighed on the hearts and on the minds of the saints of Thessalonica. Their assumed concern for their dead is addressed by St. Paul in our text from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Those words of St. Paul most often reach our ears in those days and in the hours that follow the death of a loved one, one who has died in the faith. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do, who have no hope. Make no mistake about it. Those saints are truly dead. There is nothing that you can do to wake them up. And yet he who has died and rose again will bring them with him. Those saints who have fallen asleep. The Lord Jesus, who was awakened from death himself, never to die again. He can, and he will awaken those we know and love who have died in Christ. For Jesus, the one who is the resurrection and the life, these saints are merely asleep. As he said of Jairus' daughter, just before he raised her from death to life. With his words, Paul relieves the concerns of those saints in Thessalonica. Their Christian loved ones were gone, but they were not forgotten. And with Christ, they shall return in glory. For Paul writes, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air." But none of this happens, of course, simply out of nowhere. It is all made possible by God's intricate working of the plan of salvation in this created world and throughout its history. All of those saints who will return with the Lord Christ believed in him, and him who was sent to be born of the Virgin. These saints clung to the word proclaimed that the Son of God became flesh and dwelt here among us. They faithfully received the promises that God had given to them in the word and in the sacraments. In this life that they had, they knew the Lord Jesus. And for all eternity, the Lord Jesus knows them. These saints knew full well the plight of their existence here on earth, that they were born dead in their trespasses and sins, that they were by nature sinful and unclean. They knew that they had broken the hearts of those that they had loved with their thoughts, with their words, and with their deeds. But these saints, too, had had their hearts broken by their loved ones in their thoughts and words and deeds. And all of those saints will return with Christ, those who were broken and yet who have found repair in the Lord Jesus Christ. And they could find repair in Jesus because he became broken for them. He humbled himself by being born into human flesh. The only true God, who is the Almighty One, was made man. He who is truly the help of all mankind became the most helpless of us all, a baby. He was hungry. He was thirsty. He cried. He who knew no sin became sin for us. He was falsely accused. He was betrayed. He was denied. He was hated. He was rejected. He was beaten. He was bruised. He was wounded. He was broken. He was dead. He was you. He was me. For you. For me. Was. But no more. Hungry and thirsty. No more. Tears are gone. All sin forgiven by his atonement. His truth rules. No more betrayal, rejection, denial, hatred, abuse. No more brokenness. No more sin. No more death. This is true for Jesus, even now, for he is resurrected from it all, never to know it or taste it or experience it again. As it goes for Jesus, so it goes for you. For you are his elect, his chosen ones. What is your present reality, your is, will be your past, your was. You are baptized in Him who is perfectly righteous and who is perfectly right with God. And He has given that to you in baptism. But He does not stop there. For He gives you that righteousness and that rightness with God once more. In the word that is proclaimed that announces to you that your sins are forgiven. And then He doesn't even stop there. He feeds His holiness, His love, His righteousness right into your very mouths with His body and His blood, in bread and in wine. The sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light. The stars will be falling from heaven. And the powers in the heavens will be shaken. What a stunning sight that will surely be. And yet, it will be surpassed by an even more amazing sight, the Lord Jesus Himself. And we, His elect, will rejoice, for with Him will come all of those saints who have died before. And we will be reunited with them once more, and once and for all, never to be apart again. What's more, we will see Jesus face to face with our own eyes, with our own flesh, as the prophet Job had foretold. We will see our Savior face to face. We will meet Him whom we have trusted for so long. We will speak with the One who has washed us clean in baptism, who has fed us in the supper. And so, as St. Paul writes, we will always be with the Lord, always, forever. Without end, finally, and yet eternally. Encourage one another with these words. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the peace that does pass all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ. Amen.